Hello and welcome again to my Tuesday conference call, where every Tuesday I show you how to connect more and more with the marketplace and move more freight with the best service out there as possible. Today's topic is never stop courting your customers. Never stop courting your customers. Let me equate this to being, say, men in high school or even college. Think about what it was like when we wanted to approach that woman that we had an interest in. What did we do? We approached her. We asked her out for a date. Well, connecting with our marketplace is no different. You're basically, when you connect with the marketplace, for all of the, for those of you that have and are in the process of building your prospect list, we are basically courting our customers, we're courting our prospects, we are courting the marketplace. But here's the thing, a lot of times we have a tendency to stop courting, stop connecting with our customers, and here's the reality, it never ends. Hence our title, Never Stop Courting Your Customers. As usual, go to the attachments that I send you at the bottom of each or at the bottom of the announcement today, and we're going to go over these one by one before I further start. Again, congratulations to you folks on our Green Meadows leaderboard. Just continue connecting and courting your customers, working the marketplace, and you will see yourself climbing higher and higher on our leaderboard. Congratulations to you leaders. It's always a pleasure to put folks on there. So let's talk about our topic today. Never stop courting your customers. Let's go ahead and open that second attachment and allow me to read on here. The wisest man I've ever known told me a secret to being happily married for over 50 years. Shortly after his anniversary, he told me that he and his wife were still honeymooning. What's the secret? And all that time, they were still courting each other. That is the secret. And all that time, they still courted each other, and they're still courting each other. What does that have to do with business? Well, everything. Just think about it. What extraordinary things do you do when you meet the one that you want to grow old with? Here's the answer. When you continually attempt to win each other's hearts, you build a solid and lasting relationship. It is no different in our profession and in our industry. So how do you convince your customers that you are the one and the only one? You see, your best customers must be told that they are important to you all the time. You must think of new and creative ways to tell them this on a daily, weekly, and monthly period. Continually marketing to your customers is critical to keeping them. Why do you think I send you a weekly email every single Monday? The main purpose is that you can continue to speak to and court your customers. Continually marketing to your customers is critical to keeping them. Never assume that they will be loyal just because you have a history with them. Here's one of the reasons why, because deep down, there's always competition. There's always somebody else out there doing the same thing that you did with them 6 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, a year ago. There's always somebody else attempting to get their attention to provide the service that we do. So never assume that they'll be loyal to you just because you have a history with them. So what can you do continually to court your customers? As a preliminary task, categorize your customers into A, B, C, and D levels. With A and B being the most important for this discussion, we will focus on the A awesome and B basic level customers. So first, here's what you do with those two categories of A and B. You're going to cover the basics. Be sure that your products and services are of the highest possible standards. Yes, We have a top-notch LDI freight system that we utilize to actually provide the service, but it's the person behind the engine that really makes it work. Who's that person? That person is you. Even though it provides this great service, you must be behind it with your personality and your diligence, your persistence to provide the highest of service. So be sure that your products and services are of the highest possible standards. Be absolutely sure to deliver the value that your A&B customers expect from you daily, weekly, monthly, however often it is that you provide the service to them. Also, make it easy for them to buy from you. Here's an example. Every time I get a request for a rate, 90-95% of the time, my customers receive a response from me within 5 minutes. Now, you might say, how can you get a rate within 5 minutes? You got to post it on the board. You got to take rates from carriers. I do this because I have a knack for what is moving out what rate now that I've been in this industry long enough. But there is one example where make yourself readily available to your customers. Also, make it easy for them to buy from you. Not sure what they want? Then ask them. Reading on. Next, ensure that customer experience is exceptional by creating systems around it. Yes, we have an LDI system of which we utilize to make their customer experience with us exceptional. However, if the human part is missing or lacking, believe me, they will go to somebody that has that human part because why? That's just how life is, especially with human beings. Deep down inside, we desire and we require a human interaction. So this includes inbound and outbound phone scripts. Again, let me start over again there. Ensure that customer experience is exceptional by creating systems around it. This includes inbound and outbound phone scripts, scripts for greeting visitors, how each team member represents your business on the outside, the cleanliness, orderliness, and decoration of your place of business. In our case, that doesn't matter, but believe me, what matters is our phone tone and our ability to continue to connect with them. Our website. Well, we do have a website. The colors that your team wears, again, these are exterior things, but believe me, I can't express how important it is that your tone be at the right level, that it be professional at all times, because people are influenced in their purchasing decisions by how they feel about your business, not by what you tell them. Hold on. Then, next, sweat the small stuff with your A&B customers. Look for little opportunities to stay in contact with them. Send them birthday and holiday cards every November and December. Marie and I send out holiday cards to all of our active and even inactive customers. That's just one way of staying in contact with them. Let them know that we are thinking of them. Look for little opportunities to stay in contact with them. Send them birthday and holiday cards, even cards celebrating the anniversary of their first purchase. What a great idea. Send them a card celebrating the anniversary of the first load that they moved with you. Great idea. Conduct regular surveys to learn how your customers feel about your business, looking for gems and opportunities for improvement. What a great idea. Hey, John. Hey, Bill. Hey, Sue. How could I improve on my current business that I'm currently providing for you? Employ a secret shopper to keep perspective on how you are really doing. That is another great example. Now, provide unexpected benefits for your A-level customers. Let them know about special sales or new product lines or services in advance of any mass media advertising. I know that's not typically how we advertise, but hey, you know, look for unexpected benefits to provide for them. Invite them to a special closed-door party with exclusive sale prices. Again, not necessarily what we do, but make them feel like they are on the inside. Understand this. One of the main points, it's far less expensive to sell to your existing customers than it is to find new ones. Amen to that. Let me say that again. It's far less expensive to sell to your existing customers than to find new ones. I am an example of what it is like to reconnect and gain the business of a customer that you've already lost. It is so much easier to keep an existing customer than it is to reinvigorate somebody else. That's why I congratulate a lot of you folks when you have blown life back into a customer that I've given you somewhere along the line. You've blown life back into them. You've gotten them back into the system. And let's be honest, it is not fun, nor is it easy. And the best and cheapest way to acquire new customers is to create raving fans who sell for you. Courting them will win them over time and time again. Courting them again is just acting like what it was like in high school or college or even as an adult. Continue to build your relationship with them. Continue to make contact with them. Continue to touch them in, it could be verbally, and that's what we typically do. We verbally touch our customers either through a phone call, through an email. It all counts in the end. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about 7 rules to great communication when you make contact with the marketplace. Now, these are, if you go to attachment number 3, you'll see that these are biblically based. I take these from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, 25 through 32, if you go to your Bible and read it. But there are 7 rules to great communication. Let me go through each one. As you're connecting, reconnecting, and courting your customers, number 1, keep it honest with mutual respect. Keep it honest with mutual respect. Number 2, keep it under control. Don't get frazzled. If you're moving a load, something happens, call them and act like nothing has happened, whether a truck drop out on you or whatever it is. Just act as if you've got everything under control. Number 3, keep it timed right. Keep it timed right. Number 4, always keep it positive. Your tendency is to, you know, if there is a challenge, you're having a challenge with a load, your tendency is to give them all this drama and chaos, but here's the thing. Your customer, your prospect does not want to hear the drama and chaos. Therefore, keep it positive. Keep it positive. Keep it tactful. Number 5, keep it private. If they reveal something to you on the side, what that means is you keep it between them and yourself. Don't share it with your friends. Don't share it with your wife. Keep it private and keep it cleaned up. Number 7, keep it cleaned up. Again, some of your tendencies is to want to act like the world, per se. You know, keep it cleaned up. Don't swear. Don't use dirty words. Be professional at all times. That is something that they will notice, especially what you say verbally and what you say on your emails. Keep it cleaned up. Be professional at all times. Let's go ahead and X out of there. Move into the next one here. We're talking about connecting and reconnecting and courting our customers. Well, here's the main point as we do that, guys. And if you don't do this with emotion, if you don't do this with passion, and you don't love what you do, it's that simple. You will not be in business long. You hear people's voices coming and going on these calls. Well, guess what? You're still on the calls. Here's why. Because you put emotion, you put passion into your business, and you love what you do, you will stay in business. It's that simple. If you don't have emotion, you don't have passion, and you don't love what you do, you will not be in business. You will not be in business long. Let's go ahead and X out of there. Remember, as you're courting your customers, Don't be boring like the next guy. This boils down to emotion and passion and loving what you do. When you have emotion, when you have passion, when you love what you do, your customer and your prospect will see that in your voice. If you're boring like the next guy, they're just going to say, they're just going to think, this guy is just like 90% of the freight brokers that call me. But when your voice really stands out with passion and emotion, and they can see that you love what you do, they're going to realize, hey, this guy loves what he does. I'm going to give him the opportunity to move my freight because he loves what he does. If he just comes across to me with a ho-hum attitude, with the world is against me, they're not going to use you. They're going to use you because they see you've got emotion, you got passion, and you love what you do. So don't be boring like the next guy. Next guy being 90 to 95% of the agents out there. Be different. Be the opposite of boring. Be energetic. Go in every call with gusto, like you mean it. Also, moving on to the next, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, don't sell. We do not get on the phone. We do not connect with our prospects and customers to sell with them. We connect with them to solve their issues, especially early on. That's typically why your prospects give you the opportunity to do business with them. It's because they're in a bind, something happened, possibly Roadrunner dropped the ball, even though you're not going to say a Roadrunner, but some carrier dropped the ball on you, or dropped the ball on them, and they're searching for a truck. So when you reconnect with them, solve their problems. Don't tell them how great you are, what a great company you stand for. All they're looking for is, will you provide a solution for the dilemma that they're going through? One more time, don't sell, solve their problem. One more important point in life and in business, this goes directly hand in hand with courting your customer. In life and in business, success is a moving target. When we court our customers, guys, when we're continually keeping in contact with them, when we're making our touches, we're moving in a forward direction. If you stop doing this, guys, if you stop moving, guaranteed, 100%, you'll stop succeeding. If you think by chance, hey, you know, all of a sudden this you know, prospecting list I have of 30 customers are going to throw all these freight requests at me. If you just think that it's going to happen, here's the lowdown. It will not. It won't happen because you're not moving. When you start moving, that's when you start succeeding. Remember, just like we talked about earlier, it takes about over 100 to 125 calls just to get 20 prospects. But believe me, the more touches you make to those prospects, the more they will take you into consideration to move their freight because you're showing them that you mean business. If you just stop, let me stop here. I'll work these 20, 25 customers that I have. Trust me, you stop, you're going to stop succeeding. It's that simple. So one more time, in life and in business, success is a moving target. That's why I keep telling you in your emails, after you've done something successful or positive, keep moving forward. I say that to keep you moving forward, to keep moving, just like what this document says. You stop moving, you will stop succeeding. I guarantee it. Moving on. My last point of the day, guys, after I take this swig of water here, bear with me. Let's talk about how important our customers are and why it's so important to continue to court them. Again, we're relating this to asking them out on a date. No, we're not going to get together with them and have dinner. But it's the same idea. And even when you've gotten the date with whoever it is you're seeking, you don't stop there. If you want to keep seeing them, you continue to court them, just like a unmarried couple or a married couple does that certainly love each other. But here's how important our customers are. Our customers are the most important people in our business. That's why we continue to court them, because they're the most important people in our business. Our customers aren't dependent on us. We're dependent on them. That's why we continue to seek them and seek for more business from them. Excuse me, guys. So, here's the end result. Our customers are not an interruption. Believe me, when I get a rate request from a customer, I jump on it immediately. It is not an interruption when I get this from them. Why? Because my goal is to provide the service that I have promised. So our customers are not an interruption. They are the purpose of why we work in this profession. Reviewing that one more time, our customers are the most important people in our business. Our customers aren't dependent on us. We're dependent on them. Our customers are not an interruption. They are the purpose of our work. Never stop courting your customers. Never stop courting your customers, even those that have not given you the opportunity yet. Don't stop courting. Not every customer is the same. They all react differently. Some want to work with you right away. They go up, and then boom, you may not hear from them for, forever, who knows, or for a couple months. Others take more time. I would love for some of you to give us an example of what it took to get some of your customers, but they are all different. That's why we don't stop reaching out to them to provide our service to them. Okay, great topic today. Never stop courting your customers. Going to open up the field here. Any questions or comments, any difficulty you're having with moving loads, hit *6. Again, anything you want to add to the conversation today, hit *6. Again, if you've got some noise in the background, please keep please keep that noise to a minimum. If you are going to put us on hold because you got a call, don't. Please don't. We don't want to deal with your hold music. Who's first? Hit *6. Hit *6. Who's first?
I got one for you.
Is this Thomas?
Yes, sir.
Thomas, fire away.
Hey, has anybody ever shipped anything to Paradise, Newfoundland, Canada?
Paradise, Newfoundland?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. You mean shipped from there, Tom?
No, shipped to there.
Oh, shipped to there. Thomas, give me a call after we're done here. I believe I have.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I believe I picked up a load in, like, upstate New York, and I took it to somewhere in Newfoundland. Yeah, there you go, Newfoundland. That's how you say that. Give me a call after we're done here. I'll give you some insight.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay?
Yep.
Who's next? Hit *6. Who's next? Hit *6. We'll just give this a little more time, guys. Who's next? Hit *6. Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Fire away. Who's next?
Yeah, it's George.
Hey, George.
My question is, when you're dealing with bigger loads, because I mean, thus far I've been getting the $500, $600, $700 loads, but when you're in that $3,000, $4,000 range, $5,000 range, should you be looking to get 15% still, and it's $600-$700.
Absolutely,
George. Or should be looking to cover $200-$300 a load?
Well, hey, George, it depends. A lot of times with any customer, a lot of times we solve their problem by finding a truck that they couldn't find. Then, if you're aware of their situation, you can basically quote your price. But if your goal is to get your foot in the door, George, just to get your foot in the door, you know that you may be competing with a lot of other brokers on those big loads. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, lower your rate to, say, 10% if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to. Your goal is to show your customer that you are able to provide the service that they're looking for. Okay? But you've got to be in tune to what they're telling you. Okay, let me give you an example. A prospect sends you an email, and they've got the word help in capital letters with 40 exclamation points behind it. Okay, then they send, you know, on the bottom of the email, you know, looking for a truck from, you know, from Pittsburgh to Philly. Well, that subject heading tells you that they're desperate to find a truck. Are you with me?
Right.
You find a truck, you can basically, I'm not saying quote your price, but you can, you know, be a little, well, you don't ever want to gouge anybody, but, you know, let's just say shoot for 15% or more if say it's, you know, your first load. All righty?
Mm-hmm.
You got to listen to the clues. Listen to the clues that you're given. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Remember, prices are always negotiable. But yeah, to get into a customer, yeah, you may have to, you know, you may have to lower it for those first four loads just to show them that you have the ability.
Okay. My phone cut out when you were first talking. But even for like $4,000, $5,000, where your split would be, you know, $800, $900, are you still supposed to be trying to get that?
It depends, George. It, again, you got to read or listen to the clues that they're telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this a first time? Again, there are so many clues that you listen to. Is this a customer that you're finally, you know, after 2 months, they're finally putting you on their freight list? There's just so many clues that you have to listen to, George. But typically. You want to go in there a little bit on the lower side just to get your foot in the door.
Gotcha.
All right?
Yep.
Anything else, George?
No.
Okay. Great question, by the way.
Thank you.
Who's next? Hit star 6. Hit star 6. Who's next? I don't hear somebody talk shortly. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up for today. And while you're contemplating that, let me make my typical weekly announcement here, guys. If you have any questions involving topics like this, if you require some motivation, I'm your man to do it. If you require some information on how to be more persistent in the marketplace, call me. I'm at 626-309-9141. If you have any questions about our state-of-the-art LDI freight system, that would be a question for Maria or Marilyn. Same number, 626-309-9141. Again, any questions involving how to move more freight, 626-309-9141. Any question before I wrap this up for today, guys? Hit star 6.
This is Debbie.
Debbie, welcome to the call, Debbie.
Thank you.
Fire away.
I want to ask everyone, what other LTL carriers have you used?
Dave, do you have an answer for Debbie? I know a good LTL carrier is Blue Grace Logistics. Debbie?
Okay.
Go ahead, Dave.
There is no another. If you want to use the... If you want to use the system, you got to go through Blue Grace. There is no really any other carrier.
Okay.
So if you want to go straight, probably you can get a better rate than Blue Grace.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
No problem.
Blue Grace, Debbie.
Yes.
But Ted, but there is one more thing.
Debbie, go ahead, Dave.
Anytime you go book the load as an LTL, there is on top of the page, there is a part you can go and see all the accounts LDI has with the carriers. So you can start calling them yourself.
Right.
Yes,
I'm not sure.
That.
I'm not sure about the good price, but you can do that yourself.
Okay.
In fact, Debbie, if you'd like, Debbie, call us tomorrow. I will show you how to use the LTL Rater in the system. Have you checked that out yet?
I have several times. It doesn't make sense to me.
Give us a call tomorrow, and we'll go over it.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Is it possible to make that maybe the training for Thursday, or part of the training on Thursday?
Is that you, George?
Yeah.
That is a question for Maria. I will run that by her. Yes, absolutely. I will run that by her, how to use the LTL Rater. Absolutely,
yeah,
George.
I've never done it before. Had no idea what to do with that.
Excellent. Excellent question. Who's next? It's star six.
Well, I got one more question.
Fire away, Debbie.
TQL, is that a freight broker or a transportation broker?
They are a broker.
They are a freight broker. Okay.
They are a broker. They are a, well, competitor of ours.
Competitor.
Based out of the Cincinnati area. In fact, TQL, in the order of size, C.H. Robinson is the largest. TQL is somewhere number two or three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
4,000 agents. Over 4,000 agents. Over 4,000 agents.
TQL?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, so they're a large freight broker, Debbie.
Landstar is a carrier or a broker?
Both.
Well, they're both. They're like Roadrunner. Landstar is like Roadrunner. They have all their drivers are owner-operators. They are a broker as well.
LDI doesn't work with Landstar.
And we do not work with Landstar. I'll just leave it at that. We don't work with Landstar.
Okay.
And when you have, let me just say this, when you have a situation where a company is a carrier and a broker, I will say this, there is a risk in using them. Because I'm not saying everybody is like this, but companies like this that have their own carriers, they will circumvent you after they pick up and drop your load off.
Right.
That's why we don't work with Landstar.
I was wondering about that.
There's been too many issues like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for your information.
You bet, Debbie. Who's got the next question?
Hey, it's Rosted. Is there a list of companies or carriers that we do not work with?
There are, but they are for different reasons, Roz. Okay, but no, do we have a list per se? No, we don't. If we don't work with a certain carrier, when you look them up in the system, the system will let you know if we work with them or not.
You can ask
that to Maria tomorrow by giving her a call, and she'll show you how to look up a carrier, and she'll tell you if we can use them or not. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Was somebody else about to join in there? Somebody else have another question?
This is Fatima from Minnesota.
Yes,
do we have... when we're using certain carriers and we have, we called a shipper and we have talked to them, do we have something that we can have the carriers sign so they don't go back to the, you know, shipper and lower the price or something like that?
Good question, Fatima. We'll attack that. We'll attack something like that after you get your first couple loads in the system, okay?
Excellent. Okay.
But don't focus on that, Fatima. Just focus on building relationships with your prospect list, adding to your prospect list, and let's get to some of them shooting you their freight lists so we can focus on stuff like that. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Who's next, guys?
Well, maybe other than the weekly email, what are some other good ways to, you know, touch with your customers? And
well, obviously you have the phone, George. I say this, I continually say it, a phone call always, let me say it again, a phone call always trumps an email, George. A phone call always trumps an email. But these are things that you're going to learn out as you get, as you stay in the process. But if you want to be the most effective out there and get the best results, always pick up the phone, even if it's once a week. That's something. Pick up the phone and actually let them hear your voice, George. That is the most effective marketing tool that you can ever have, which is the phone and your voice.
Well, I mean, what's your reason for the call? Like, you know, you're just saying hello. Like, you know, what's a, I guess the excuse
hey,
for
George,
your call? Like, what's,
hey, George, mm-hmm. Ted here from LDI. Just doing a follow-up call here. What freight are you moving this week?
Oh, so basically just like the email.
Always ask a question so they have to answer you.
Okay.
Always ask a question. What freight are you moving this week? What's moving this week? Do you still have, remember that load? Remember that load you were moving last week from Pittsburgh to Philly? Do you have that same load this week? You can be more specific, but call with questions. Call with questions. Leave an open-ended question. One where they can't respond with yes or no. Or do your best. Or yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, to make to be most effective, what's moving this week? You can't say yes or no to that. You got to say more than one word. You know, whatever it is. Well, we've got Pittsburgh to Philly. You want to work on that for me, George?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but ask them what is moving this week. Okay.
Fatima again, Ted.
Yes, Fatima.
How if we do a shipper for I'm supposed to do a first completed customer credit app application.
Yes.
So if I do it for one shipper, how long is that good for? Am I doing it for every load or?
You mean for every load or every customer?
Am I doing it for every load?
For a credit app?
Yes.
No, a credit app is just to get your customer in the system. Fatima.
Okay. But already if they're in the VI system, they don't need a credit app, or will they let me know?
Say that again, Fatima.
If they're already in the system.
If they're already in the system, well, it varies. But if you have a customer, you have a customer that's ready to start working with you, Fatima, let me know. I'll show you how to check in the system, see if they're already there. Okay?
I have one. Just never get back to him, but I don't know how they feel about me right now. Okay.
Well, call Maria tomorrow. Maria, how do I check to see if we already have a customer in the system?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Who's next, guys? All great questions, by the way. All great questions, by the way. Anybody have anything else before I wrap this up? Always a pleasure talking with you folks. Always love to hear new voices on the line. Always love to hear old voices on the line. Old voices mean that you have the determination and the persistence to stick it out and to be successful. And believe me, if you talk to our productive guys, they will tell you how lucrative this profession can be. Take care. God bless all of you. Does anybody have anything to add before I say goodbye today?
I guess maybe a question for next week.
Oh, fire away, George.
I was wondering, I mean, if and that's only if you guys are comfortable, you know, letting us know, like some of the veterans or some of the people that are on top of the leaderboard, like what was your best month ever, like as far as revenue goes, like how much did you net?
What was mine?
Month or, Yeah, sure. Like, what, if you feel comfortable, like I said, I don't want to ask the question.
Oh, boy, George. Well, good question. Good question. I couldn't give you a figure, but
yeah. Well, like I said, maybe next week. If like I said, if you guys don't
remind
mind,
me,
like,
remind me before next week's
okay.
call. I'll tell you what our office did as a whole.
Okay.
What we did as a whole, what our best month was.
Yeah,
and we're not just talking myself.
Year.
I'm talking myself, Maria, and everybody else that was on the team, George.
Right.
Okay?
Awesome.
Okay. But you got to remind me of that.
Will do.
Any other questions, guys? Questions, comments? Anybody looking for trucks?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Six.
I heard yes.
Zero.
Okay. Got to be Tom on the phone. Take care, everybody. God bless.
One
call anytime with any questions tomorrow.
Thank you.
And into the future. Take care, Nassim. I'll
Thank
see
you
all.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody.